We can imagine Mary as she sees Jesus, or Martha. We can imagine Martha as she sees Jesus coming in with his disciples. As they approach the house, she moves out to the threshold, to the doorway, and look at Jesus and said, "Come on in, Jesus. Welcome. So glad that you are all here." And then turned to his sister Mary and says, "Mary, could you take them to the courtyard? I still have a few more things to finish in the kitchen, but I'll be right there with you in a few minutes." Not long ago, actually just a few weeks ago in our lectionary journey, the storyteller in the Gospel of Luke told us of a turning point, of a pivotal moment in Jesus' ministry when he set his face toward Jerusalem. There he would confront the empire of death. That was a moment of determination and resolution from Jesus. And we know that Jesus was up to something. At that moment, Jesus' actions had an urgency to them. Remember that he didn't have time to deal with John and James' self-righteous indignation and asking to call fire from heaven toward the Samaritans. And Jesus didn't have time either for those who were not ready for the kingdom or committed to God's mission at that moment. By now, the journey toward Jerusalem, it's on the way. And as he goes on, Jesus is encountering people. And he gathers 70 of his followers and send them away with the message that the kingdom of God is near you, or has come near you. He sent them to preach that in every town they encounter. We do not know how long these messengers were gone, how long they were gone for. But no, we know that they did what Jesus asked of them. And we also know, because the storyteller tells us, that they came back full of joy from their sacred adventure. "Listen, Jesus, we did so much." The journey toward Jerusalem, it's on its way, and it takes time and effort to get there. And while Jesus is committed to confront the empire of death, we can imagine that by now he finds himself with sore feet, with a parched mouth, and with a rumbling stomach. Seems that it's time for a break. And just as the storyteller in the book of Genesis tells us that the Creator God rested on the seventh day, it seems to me that the storyteller here in the book of God, in the book Gospel of Luke, is inviting us to see another side of Jesus' mission, or another side of Jesus' life. And that is a Jesus that, while committed and on its way to Jerusalem, is making a pause. It's Jesus that is taking a moment. Is Jesus catching his breath and putting up his feet and maybe enjoying a cool drink and a delicious meal of fresh bread and well-seasoned lamb? We're all familiar, or many of us are very familiar with this story of Martha and Mary. And depending on the season that we find ourselves in our life, we are either find ourselves identifying more with Martha or more with Mary. There are times when we, like Martha, seem to be moving from one thing to another, and our to-do list is growing like those long receipts from the CVS pharmacy. We keep adding and adding more things that need to be done. And then there are those times when there is this little bit of space in our busyness, and it allows us to slow down and to make some room for contemplation. And then we feel a bit more like Mary. This is a story about Martha and Mary, but also, like all the gospel, it's a story about Jesus. And I want to invite you to consider that the story here, while being about Martha and Mary, is also about Jesus, and it's a story of Jesus honoring his own humanity and honoring the humanity of his hosts. The kingdom of God has come near to you. That was the message that Jesus told the disciples to spread. And it was this message of the kingdom of love, that came to be seen as a threat to the empire of death. I see in this message of the kingdom, that is a message that affirms life, and that it invites us to join God in creating the conditions that allows life to thrive and to flourish. It's not about just survival, but about the flourishing and the thrive, life, to thrive, to grow, to be. And when I read in the Hebrew scriptures God's promises to God's people, and I see Jesus' actions in the gospel, I also see that in this message of this kingdom that have come near to us, I see that restorative rest is part of wholeness and liberation. That restorative rest is part of wholeness and liberation. I believe that the writer in Luke certainly is inviting us to consider the story of Martha and Mary as a teachable moment. There's something for us to learn. There's the kernel of truth in the contrast of their actions. But I'm more curious about what this story also says about Jesus, about the God with sore feet who took the time to stop and rest for a bit. And I say that Jesus took the time to stop and rest for a bit because we know that there was a time later that he said goodbye to Mary and Martha and to those in the house, and he just continued on his journey to Jerusalem. So the pause was not forever. There was more walking to do. There was more healing and more teaching, and we know that hardship was still ahead. But for a moment, for that moment, Jesus was welcomed into a home, and there he was sharing in community and taking delight and joy in the companionship of others. Sure, there'd be more work, but now let's take delight and joy in the companionship of others. And friends, we know that we like to be active, and many of us want to be active in works of justice and in the work of the church. And that is important. And I know that many of us also make room and time for contemplation and to discern God's word for us. And that is important. And it is also very crucial and essential that we do not lose sight of our full humanity. As I look in this gospel, I cannot help but be curious if there were more than just the needs of Martha and Mary expressed in this story. They sure had needs and they sure had something to learn. But I also see here that there was a need for Jesus that was met by his friends. That Jesus came to a space in which he could be fully vulnerable, a space and relationship where he could let his guard down and receive the loving attention of his friends and simply be. That is such a gift, to find a place when one can simply be, when one can let his guard down. So the story doesn't seem to be a lot about you just listen to me, but let's be together and let's be attentive to one another. And perhaps that's what, that, not perhaps, but that's what I see here. What I see here is that interchange of loving attention. Jesus giving loving attention toward his friends and the other way around. His friends also giving their loving attention to Jesus. It's not just, it doesn't just go in one direction. There's this reciprocity that emerges out of love. And while we know that there was these miracles of healing and these miracles of casting out demons and possessions and so on, I wonder if this full loving attention toward the other can be considered a miracle in itself. Mystic and philosopher Simone Weil said that attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity. It is hard to be attentive to others and to ourselves when we feel that we're in this constant fog of busyness and productivity. And I know that it's not easy to not be constantly on the go. I know it's not easy to not keep adding things to our list. Some of us even block chunks in our calendar for prayer, because we know that if it's not in the calendar, it might not happen. But the risk and the danger is not in being active and accomplishing our tasks. The risk and the danger is in the lack of awareness and the lack of mindfulness that creeps into our souls and robs us from our own sense of self and belovedness. An undiscerned sense of urgency and the exhaustion of overworking numbs us from the joy of life. It numbs us from the loving attention of others, and it numbs us from our own belovedness and the dignity of our humanity and the dignity of the humanity of others. The preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And what I see at the good news in this story that we read is that Jesus seemed to be taking that into heart, that there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, that there'll be more walking and more teaching and more healing and hardship will be on the way. But for now, the invitation is to rest, to make a pause, to share in community, and to take delight in the joy and in companionship of others. And while I think of that in the past 2 years, there have been this pause, I don't believe that being restorative rest. I believe that's being anxious waiting. It has not been life-giving for many. It's been just waiting. But the invitation is to rest, to make a pause, to share in community, and to take delight and joy in the companionship of others. We're not told how the story ends. But I'd like to invite us to think that Jesus, Mary, and Martha, after their time together, that their spirits were uplifted and that they experienced renewal in their time together. That Jesus' feet were rested, his thirst quenched, his stomach full, and that he went out to continue on this journey toward Jerusalem with a bounce in his feet or in his steps. And I like to think that Martha and Mary, they look at each other as they saw Jesus far, Jesus and the disciples walking toward Jerusalem. As they saw them, they would look at each other and said, "Indeed, the kingdom of God has come near to us." The kingdom of God was with us. in resting, in pausing, and in taking delight and joy in the companionship of others. And friends, let us pray. Let us pray the collect that is found in our Book of Common Prayer that is called the Collect for the Good Use of Leisure. O God, in the course of this busy life, give us time of refreshment and peace, and grant that we may so use our leisure to rebuild our bodies and renew our minds, that our spirits may be open to the goodness of your creation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.